USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell says serious negotiations with Democrats over a new stimulus bill are underway.
And we know that the process of reaching out to the Democrats has begun. Obviously, that will be led by Mark Meadows and Steven Mnuchin.
Attorney General Bill Barr wrapping up his testimony before a Democratic-led House Judiciary Committee regarding the protests taking place across the country. The Attorney General says,
in the wake of George Floyd's death, violent rioters and anarchists have hijacked legitimate protests to wreak senseless havoc and destruction on innocent victims.
The Attorney General there discussing the President's decision to send federal troops to protect federal buildings in Oregon. You're listening to USA Radio News.
When thinking about life insurance, my accident reinforced you never know what tomorrow might bring. That's why I reached out to AccuQuote. AccuQuote helps people find a life insurance policy that meets their needs. Since 1986, they've helped millions of folks save up to 60% on their life insurance by comparing the rates and features of dozens of top-rated life insurance products. A healthy 50-year-old non-smoker can buy $500,000 of 10-year level term for less than $45 a month. A 60-year-old under $120 a month. Longer or permanent terms are available. Even if you already own life insurance, you really need to check out my friends at AccuQuote. Don't worry about health issues. Remember, they help me. As a pastor, I'm concerned about your soul and helping you to make sure your family is taken care of. Life insurance is more affordable now than ever, so don't make them wish you'd made that call. 877-437-4781. Call now, 877-437-4781. 877-437-4781.
Each policy points and availability vary by state.
On Monday in the Senate, Republicans introduced their latest coronavirus relief package. That package does include $2,400 for married couples making up to $150,000, plus another $500 for dependents. The bill does extend additional unemployment insurance through the bill, but does reduce the funds. Iowa Republican Senator Chuck Grassley saying,
and so this payment will be adjusted so that we have additional payments to help people for approximately 70 to 75% of their income.
Predictably, Senate Democratic leader from New York, Chuck Schumer, is not happy with the Republican proposal.
The Republican plan falls dreadfully short. It is ununified, unserious, completely unsatisfactory.
Democrats in the Senate did not offer up any alternate proposals, and the American Federation of Teachers have authorized local and state strikes if schools reopen without certain safety measures in place. This is USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here are some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide-and-seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at YouMove.com, spelled Y-U-Move.com.
According to the National Restaurant Association survey of more than 6,500 restaurants across the country, restaurants are on track to lose more than $240 billion nationwide by the end of the year due to the coronavirus pandemic. Many of them are shutting down. John Taffer, best known for hosting the reality TV show Bar Rescue, says,
well, Yelp is saying 50% won't reopen. You know, Brian, what nobody's really looking at is every month, in my view, adds another 4 or 5% to that number. Each month is more casualty businesses that are closing. So these numbers are going to grow and grow and grow. We thought that the virus would quiet down during the summer. We didn't expect that there'd be continued closing growth during the summer, that the virus, in fact, is still growing.
That audio, courtesy of Fox News, Regis Philbin's family is sharing a way to honor the late celebrity. With the details, here's USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes.
Regis Philbin's family is asking people who want to honor the late TV host to make donations to the Food Bank of New York City. They say that will help people in Philbin's actual hometown. He was actually born in the borough of the Bronx. Philbin died last Friday from natural causes at the age of 88. He held the record for the most TV hours ever by a celebrity.
More news can be found at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.